You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 102.7 FM.
This year marks the 10th annual World Community Film Festival. The festival features documentaries on social justice and environmental themes. They choose films that go straight to the heart of the matter, telling stories about communities around the world, their struggles, and their achievements. They express the hope that this will inspire people to follow their heart and act for change in their own community. The festival's opening film on Friday night is titled Boudros. It has won awards at festivals in New York, Berlin, and San Francisco. This is the first time the film has been shown in Vancouver. To provide a preview, I'm joined on the phone by Erica Lamacraft, a longtime Palestinian solidarity activist with Canada-Palestine Support Network, or CAN-PALNET. Welcome to Vancouver Cooperative Radio, Erica.
Thank you for having me.
So Boudros is the name of a Palestinian village. Where is it located?
Boudros is in the West Bank, fairly close to the Green Line. It's a small agricultural village. About 1,500 people live there.
And it's the focus of this film. So what happens in the village, or what's happening in the village?
Well, this film, it was filmed in 2009, I believe. And as people may know, Israel has been constructing an apartheid wall, and it's not being built along the Green Line. And in this case, it was going to be built through the village. It was going to take over 300 acres of their land. 3,000 olive trees were going to be uprooted. It was going to be just meters from the village school, and it was going to cut through the cemetery in the school. And so the village people decided that they needed to organize around this and be united in their struggle and oppose this confiscation of their land.
And how are they responding? How are they organizing?
Well, they chose nonviolent resistance as their tactic. That this is a small village of 1,500 people against an army, and they considered sort of their options and means of resistance and chose nonviolent resistance. So the notices went up in the village that the next day the bulldozers and the military was going to be there to secure the area so that they could start demolishing the land to build the wall. And so the villagers, the men of the village, on that first night went and just stood in the land and stood all day so that they were unable to move the bulldozers in because the land was just full of the villagers. And so that began a campaign of daily demonstrations against the wall being built through their territory.
And I understand there were quite a number of diverse elements that needed to be brought together in the village that in order to sort of achieve this level of organization. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we have this perception, I think, of Palestinian society maybe as very divided, or, you know, this idea that in the West Bank it's Fatah and the Palestinian Authority, and Gaza is Hamas, and or this idea of a society segregated by gender. And you really see that that's not the case, that people can understand that as they say, unity is the way to achieve victory. And so you have everybody coming together. The protagonist, or the main storyteller in this, is a man named Ayad, and he identifies as a Fatah organizer. And another co-organizer is a man named Ahmed, and he is from Hamas. And Ayad acknowledges that he may disagree with Hamas ideology, and he may be a critic of Hamas, but they're an authentic part of Palestinian society, and they have a constructive role to play, and they're going to work together. And they also, Ayad has a daughter, Iltizam, and she's a young woman. She's just embarking on her studies to become a doctor, and she speaks with her father and says, well, the girls, the women want to participate too, and so out they go, and it's the whole village. It's men and women from all ages and all affiliations that come together, and then they do invite internationals to come and work with them in these demonstrations, and Israelis. And so it's this whole group of people that come together to resist the wall mm-hmm. and the occupation.
And I gather it's a nonviolent kind of path that they're following. Now here, often when we think of nonviolence, there's images of people occupying a space illegally, sitting down, singing, and relatively orderly arrests by police and maybe court hearings later on. What does nonviolence look like in Boudros?
It's thank you for asking that, because it's, you know, it's nonviolent on one side and it's just met with brutality on the side of the Israelis. And there's an escalation throughout the demonstrations. You know, the first demonstration, they are allowed to protest, I think mostly because they were caught off guard and surprised by it. And as it goes on, the violence escalates from the Israeli side. So there are tear gas canisters and stun grenades and rubber bullets and beatings with clubs and live ammunition, finally, in the end. And it's shocking to see. I think, you know, if people haven't been exposed to that, or they are not sure what occupation looks like, they should definitely go and see this film and see what it is to have your lands taken over, to have olive trees that have been there for hundreds of years, that your family has tended for generations, to have that uprooted. It's devastating to watch. It's devastating for these villagers. This is their livelihood. This is their land, and the attachment to the land. You can see that and feel that.
Few people know here in Canada about this kind of Palestinian resistance, and sometimes people say, you know, where's the Palestinian Gandhi or things like that. Do you have any comment on that?
The Palestinian Gandhi. Well, he's probably sitting in an Israeli jail. You know, I was thinking about that, and so I have worked with CanPalNet for almost a decade now. And when I first started, two of the women, also in CanPalNet, had just returned from a village also in the West Bank called Haaretz, and they were working in with the International Women's Peace Service there, and they were working with the villagers again in nonviolent resistance. So this sort of resistance has gone on for years and years, and I think we have a positive responsibility here in the West and around the world, that if we're going to call for Palestinians to resist nonviolently, nonviolent resistance only works, I think, if the rest of us are paying attention and if the rest of us do something to support Palestinians in their nonviolent resistance. So that means talking to our governments, supporting campaigns such as boycott, sanctions, and divestment campaigns, and just making sure that, that Palestinians are supported in their nonviolent resistance. And so there are weekly demonstrations that go on now in a village also in the West Bank called Bilin, and they happen every Friday. And we don't see that on the news. These demonstrations have been going on for over a year, every Friday, and they are met with brutality from the military. And just a couple of weeks ago, there was actually a death from, they think, resulting from inhalation of tear gas. There was so much tear gas in the air, and someone, a woman died. And so we have a responsibility to support Palestinians in their nonviolent resistance.
Thanks very much for talking with me this morning, Erica.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Erica Lamacraft. She is a member of Canada-Palestine Support Network, CanPalNet, which together with Independent Jewish Voices are co-sponsors of the Boudros film showing. Boudros is the opening film of the World Community Film Festival, organized by Co-Development Canada. Boudros will be showing this coming Friday, February 11th at 7 p.m. There will be a discussion after the film.